ceramic. Inside those clay bricks then we have got silicas and we've got various other oxides present. The aluminates, our base matrix is alumina with various other oxides present. So for instance here, surgical implants, they'll put zirconia into it to give the ceramic the right characteristics. For other ceramics, we can pick carbides, which we've already seen an example of, nitrides, which we've already seen an example of, and also we will get simple oxide ceramics. Now, if we take a ceramic and put it with another sort of material, we get a composite. So, for instance, if we take alumina, Al2O3, and we reinforce it with silicon carbide, then we're then using a network solid to reinforce the ceramic. This material then can be used to cut iron nickel alloys. So we've made a composite material which has got characteristics which are enhanced over either pure alumina or pure silicon carbide. So there's your picture of your silicon carbide there. And composites these days are pretty much all the rage in engineering. It simply means that you are using different sorts of materials, combining them together to produce properties which are enhanced relative to each of the components.